Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. And Kirk, we have just come off of a huge success with our first classical concert of the 2019-20 season with Vivaldi's Four Seasons and Rachmaninoff and Beethoven, selling out two or three weeks prior to the concert.
Totally sold out. People calling me and emailing me, Kirk, is there a way you can get a ticket for me? And so I think the same thing's going to happen with the next concert, John.
That would be great. Well, you've programmed some great pieces. Carmina Burana is a more contemporary, well, I shouldn't say contemporary. What year was it written?
It's written in 1936, 1937, in there. So it is more contemporary than Beethoven, who's turned 250 this year.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But it would be considered to be modern, at least.
Yeah.
And that's by Carl Orff. And then you have the Firebird, Stravinsky.
Right, on the first half.
Yeah.
So two 20th century pieces, but two pieces. Carmina, for sure, John, has been requested by the audience many, many, many times. And we haven't done it for about 8 or 9 years.
I think more than that, because South Shore Arts got involved with the symphony, that was 12 years ago, and I think you had just done it the season before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just like sort of spitballing when I thought you'd done it.
Spitballing, right.
Sorry.
Well, what do you think the appeal of these more modernistic musical pieces, what do you think the appeal is that they have?
Well, with the Firebird was written really early, like in 1910 in Stravinsky's, and he was still in a very romantic feeling of the beginning of the century. So the tunes are beautiful, you know, the music is very accessible, and it's gorgeous, and it's very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And with Carmina, I think a lot of it is, well, of course, it's a piece of genius, but it's the forces that you have a countertenor and a soprano and a huge orchestra. I mean, there are five symphony, you know, and like nine percussion instruments, and the chorus is huge. So at times, especially in that beautiful hall we have, it's going to be just overwhelming. It's just overwhelming.
How many singers will we have in all? With the chorus, and I understand there are some guest chorus. People coming from Fort Wayne.
Yeah, there's some guest chorus members from Fort Wayne coming from their symphony chorus to sing with us. So I think we'll have about 120 in the chorus, and probably about 70 on the stage. So it's almost 200 people. And our hall only holds about 830 people. So, and you know, I mean, it'll tear the hair off your head, you know, in a good way. You know, at the end when we're all going full blast,
And will the acoustics at Living Hope complement all of this?
Oh yes, it's a beautiful acoustic and such an intimate hall. I think it's one of the reasons that people are really coming in droves now to the concert. It's a wonderful facility for us.
So it sounds like it's going to be a real musical jolt.
Jolt, that's it.
A jolt.
Yeah, and beautiful, very beautiful. You know, I mean, the chorus sings in Old German, they sing in Latin, they sing about the tavern, they sing about love, they sing about springtime. You know, it's gorgeous stuff.
Yeah, it's a great piece. I've always loved it. And without really knowing anything about it, it just sounds so primal.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And then we're going to round out the season with our two performances of West Side Story in concert in May.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
New production, four great singers, the chorus again, and Leonard Bernstein. For some people, it's their favorite Broadway musical.
And it's certainly getting a lot of attention with the new Broadway production and Steven Spielberg's movie version of it coming out in the summer.
It's on everybody's radar. So it's one of the reasons we programmed it. I'm really hoping that, you know, the whole Spielberg thing will pique people's interest and still come and see our production.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's the original Broadway music that we that has now been made available that we can play with the orchestra.
Good.
So it's fantastic.
That sounds great. Yeah, people will love it. All right, Kirk. Well, thanks. Good having a chat with you. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.